All right, and with that, we will open the regular Water Wastewater Committee meeting of April 1st, 2026. Do we want to do roll call?
Roll call been taken, let the record show all members were present with Director Graves joining remotely.
Now any public comment? Do we have anyone on the line?
No, we do not.
And there's no one in the room who would like to make public comment, so with that we will close public comment and move on to our consent calendar to approve the water wastewater meeting minutes. I'll make a motion to approve the water wastewater meeting minutes from March 4th. Kevin?
I'm not hearing anything.
Director Graham just made a motion to approve the meeting minutes from the Water and Wastewater Committee on March 4th.
I'll second that motion. Her mic isn't working apparently.
We've turned it on. Thank you for letting us know.
Thank you.
Okay, and next is updates and presentations, and the first one is from Aaron Goldsworthy, an update on water treatment plant, wastewater treatment plant two.
All right, do I use this name or you got this?
You can try, it wasn't working earlier.
Oh, all right.
So, update on the wastewater treatment plant two. This CIP project of the fencing around the entire property was completed. That's just a picture of the actual fencing around the backside of the plant. Go to the next photo, and that's a picture of the automated gate that we have now to get in and out. To the left, there's a keypad that you can punch in to enter. It's also accessible via remote to certain users to buzz certain delivery drivers and, you know, garbage trucks and guests on in. So we're very happy about that, because that gate, particularly for like the last year, was very hard to maybe 2 years to open and shut due to the all DMEG construction that, you know, played havoc on that road right there.
Aaron, do you recall what the final cost was on the fencing in the gate?
It was a lot. We had several quotes to do various different stages, and it just made sense to fence in the entire property. I want to say it was, I may be wrong, but I want to say it was about $1 million, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, all right, we can go back to that then. Do you want to continue on?
That might have been the high quote, and maybe it was $500,000. I remember we saw one quote was $1 million. For some reason, that's sticking in my brain.
Yeah, that would. Okay.
Okay, so yeah, I think once we got the $1 million quote, we went back out and we went, that's insane, we gotta get one quote. So I think we did land closer to $500,000. But I mean, you're talking about 40 plus acres full of
fence. Oh, no, I totally get it. I just know it's expensive, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, and we actually are in the process of installing an automated gate at the Willow Treatment Plant currently, and the one at Wastewater Treatment Plant is, one is also completed. So we'll have three completely automated gates finished by Monday of next week.
So now with the fencing and the gates and your camera system, hopefully we will be a little more secure.
Yeah, I hope so. We got some barbed wire in this thing, so. So yeah, that's the wastewater treatment plant fencing update. I think you've got more pictures, a picture of the keypad there. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then the next project that is, go to the next slide. Yep, so that's old well, it's over now, I'm moving on to Well 5 project. That photo there is what Well 5 looked like before the demolition of it. Well 5 last year failed on us, ended up destroying itself, and we had to take it out of commission versus getting it back up, rehabbed, just to take it offline when Well 8 comes online, which in June. So that's what the site looked like. Go to the previous photo, please. And that's what the finished product looks like. It's pretty much just a little paved lot. We're going to utilize it for storage of generators, emergency standby generators, just to be on this side of town. That way, when we get called out, we don't have to continue further down to Plant 2 where all the traffic is.
Right.
So this is on now on the west side of town where we can easily access and bring to
now,
nearby facilities.
What is to the right of it?
That is the, I don't know the name of it, but that's the storage facility Newport.
And yeah, Newport. Okay. Just never seen it from this angle, so, okay.
All right, and the next update is Well 7 Culvert. So Well 7 is on Newport, and it's right next to the pedestrian bridge that takes you to Safeway. This is our access bridge right here, and there's a little culvert that goes from that ditch to Kellogg Creek. And looking at that photo, you can see that the culvert is failing. It keeps collapsing in on itself. And we are now moving into emergency repairs to get that taken care of. Next photo coming. It's hard to judge how big that has fallen in, but I would say you're talking a void of maybe 5 feet by 5 feet that is starting to collapse.
Ooh.
Under that, it's about a 30-inch steel pipe that's under there that's rotting away. Next photo. That's a piece of the pipe that was laid up on the embankment there. And just recently, we actually had Well 7 fail. That's a bird's eye view of the way the culvert lays out that goes underneath that access path. That access path allows us to rehab Well 7 or do any maintenance to Well 7 that we need with cranes or trucks. If you remember, I think 2 years ago we had Well 7 fail on us for the entirety of the summer. Luckily we had a cool summer, but we had to pull the motor and pump out, rehab it and reinstall it. And then just last week we had a failure with it that a auto shutoff switch failed on us and it put the well down for about 24 hours. And with us coming up on summer, we're moving to get that culvert repaired because you can't drive a vehicle over that culvert with without potential collapse.
I would say not. Right.
There's a better view of the culvert from, I don't know, 30 feet back from the bridge looking at it. So those are my updates.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any questions? Kevin?
Kevin, any questions?
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
Right.
Nope.
Updates on Well 5?
Oh, yeah. 7? That
was that
one.
Everything?
Yep, I kind of streamed through them all.
You did? Okay.
Yeah.
Maintenance update. Thank you, Jeff, for coming on up.
So I just want to give a real quick maintenance update on what my crew's kind of been doing around town or going to do. So the SL route, I don't know if you guys know, that's what we use to check the sewer mains. So last quarter, we finished the whole, we call it the S side. I don't know what you guys call that, over by Safeway. We did that area, and we're going to do the whole HOAs and everything on Newport side by July. We're going to start the hydrant flushing on the whole Newport side as well, and valve exercising. Hopefully that goes well. And then also for the second quarter, we have we do the thermal imaging of all our electrical panels, so we're going to do that the entire wastewater plant, water plants, the whole system, and then clean our backwash tanks. So, I mean, yeah, so that's our main maintenance that's around town. So I just want to give you guys a quick rundown.
That's great.
That.
That's
so
great.
When you see us out there, you'll know what we're up to.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jeff. Future agenda items?
None for me.
All right. Well, with that, we will adjourn. Do you have
yes,
that number?
$566,000.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
How much?
566,000.
I didn't hear that.
566,000.
That's better than a million, great.
Yes, absolutely. All right, with that, we will end the, close the meeting.